Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. As we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. Scripture is very, very clear that as we see these things taking place, we need to understand and recognize that we're doing battle with a demonic issue. We're facing the battle demonically. This we find in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's exactly what we're faced with today. I don't know if you've been noticing that or not, but that needs to set the stage that as we face the issues, we do so based on a biblical worldview. What does the Scripture say? I like to call it the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll not find truth out of the Beltway of Washington. You'll not find truth from the left or from the right, generally speaking, in Washington. You'll not find truth out of the Oval Office or Jen Psaki, the lying-lipped spokesperson for the White House. You'll not find that. Truth is found in the Word of God, and it is Jesus that is truth. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And then Jesus points to the fact that the Word of God is truth. In John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that ought to direct our footsteps as we face issues each and every day. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what the Biden administration is doing today. The Biden administration is dividing America. In fact, we have two Americas today as I speak. We're going to be talking about that today, the censoring of America, the censoring of America. And as we do, we want to look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. It was the former Senator Jim DeMint that says, and I quote, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. That's exactly what has taken place today, ladies and gentlemen. He says truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the rudimentary, fundamental, elemental problem in America today. It's because we have left the Bible. We've left the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're watching the days of apostasy set in. And the more we see the decline of the church, the more we're seeing the increase in the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party regime that's wanting to rule over America. Ladies and gentlemen, 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. May I challenge you to do that, is to stand for the truth. No backpedaling, no submissiveness, no compromise. And yet multitudes today are compromising the truth of the Word of God, willing to submit to the demands of a flawed, failed government that's out to destroy America, to divide Americans, to dethrone God, and to absolutely eviscerate anything that's called our Bill of Rights. Why should you be concerned? Why should I be concerned? As Christians and as conservatives, as patriots, we ought to be vitally concerned. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose the First Amendment, all the others are worthless. If we lose the freedom of speech and our religious liberties, the others are worthless. And as it stands today, I can speak to you directly that we're watching the destruction of a constitutional republic. It is the overthrow of America in order to set up Build Back Better, the communist mantra being spoken by Joe Biden, to build back better, simply talking about to overthrow the constitutional republic and to set up a socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist, communist regime for America. Now, perhaps you say that's a little harsh. Perhaps you say that's going a little too far. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been watching it, and I understand fully what we see taking place. What we're watching today is carrying out all of the 5 points of Marxism, with the major three being to dethrone God, to divide the populace, and to destroy the nuclear family. And all three of those elements are in full swing today in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators, ladies and gentlemen, with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And there's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen. Find that 165-foot flagpole with American flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about coercing America. And during the course of this broadcast, feel free to dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you find that it is disconcerting? Do you find that it is okay? Are you embracing the new America, the coercing of America, the censoring of America, all that's said and done? I found recently when I send a text message or an email, I do a little P.S. footnote, hello, Jen Psaki, because the government's listening, the government's watching, the government is reading everything that goes out on social media by email, text message, et cetera, et cetera. America is being censored today. Ladies and gentlemen, America is now a nation that's got you, got me, and the whole nation under the microscope. Every email, every Facebook post, every Instagram message, every Google message, every Yahoo communication, even our text messages today, ladies and gentlemen, all transmitted in America. They're all being watched. They're all being censored, all being read by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, and the Biden administration. I call it the Biden cabal, the family crime, the Biden crime family that's in charge of our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, today, for the first time in American history, Americans do not have a First Amendment right. Yes, our First Amendment has been canceled by the Marxist administration called the Biden administration. But wait just a minute. Listen carefully. There's a motive behind the madness. Listen carefully. Why are we being censored? Why has our First Amendment right been overshadowed? Why is that taking place? Oh, it's because the government says they're here to protect us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because the government has the mindset and the attitude that we can't protect ourselves and can't take care of ourselves. And the government's censoring everything that's said and done to protect our health. Did you know that? They're wanting to protect our health. The first time in the history of America that to protect your health, you lock down a nation. you force Americans to submit and surrender their liberties and their freedoms to protect your health. You force everybody to wear a mask, one mask, two masks, and then three. You lock down and destroy the business and prevent people from going out, working, and making a living. You lock down America and have about 250,000 to 300,000 people that die as a result of drug overdose, as a result of helplessness and hopelessness, as a result of the lockdown. But it's for our well-being. It's for our good health that the government is doing what they're doing today, according to what they tell us. Here's an article that says, the Biden regime is to monitor all private communication, calls on SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over social media and all text messages. The Biden regime is now calling for SMS carriers to fact check text messages. Listen, we're talking about this in the broadcast today, of every means of communication, every means of reaching out to others in America and around the globe, every means that we have for the exercise of our First Amendment right, now being censored by the federal government. This article says they're doing everything that you say. Listen, this is inclusive, all-encompassing. Everything that you say, everything that you print, everything that you write, every email, every text message, every communication by social media, and every platform of big tech and social media is being fact-checked by this administration. It says fact-check the text message in an effort to stop all misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine. Late Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration will be sending goons door-to-door to harass unvaccinated Americans. Biden confirmed that during his remarks last week, he said the administration will focus on communities where vaccinations rates are low. This is Biden speaking. We need community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, door to door, literally knocking on doors, Biden said. Now the Biden regime and its Democrat allies are going to monitor all private communication to dispel any misinformation about the vaccines that's sent over all social media and all text messaging. This article reads, organizations that are feeding misinformation and trying to mischaracterize this type of trusted messenger work, I believe you're doing a disservice to the country and the doctors and to doctors and the faith leaders, community leaders, and others who are working to get people vaccinated and save lives and help end the pandemic, he said, end quote. Biden allied groups, including Democratic National Committee, are also planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about the vaccines that sent over all social media and all text messages. The goal is to ensure that people who may have difficulty getting the vaccination because of issues like transportation see those barriers lessened to are removed entirely. We will see, this article says, we will see deliberate efforts to spread misinformation. We view that an impediment to the country's public health, and we will not shy away from calling that out, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the government is here to help us. The federal government, Joe Biden and his administration, for the first time in U.S. history, have taken it upon themselves to be Big Daddy, if you will, to watch over every American. It is to protect our health. Today, this socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist administration, ladies and gentlemen, takes the position, listen, that a woman has the right to murder a baby in the mother's womb because she has the sole authority over her body and her health. Hear that? And yet, we, the people, the general populace, the general public, we have not got sense enough to make a decision as to whether or not we want to be vaccinated or not. So Big Brother, with the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-watching eye of the federal government, has now decided they're going to censor everything that we say, everything that we write, everything that we communicate. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough that for quite some time now, about a year and a half, about 18 months in particular, we've had the lockdowns, the shutdowns, and the mask wearing, and the phony false information that's been fed to us by St. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, and his lying group that's been doing so for the wealth that it has accumulated for them. Yes, the pathogen is real. But the question that's never been resolved is, where did it come from? How did it originate? And I have just discovered in some articles that I have read recently that even the Pentagon was involved in the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan, China Communist Party lab, which was a bioweapons laboratory where this was developed. The only thing I've still not resolved in my own mind, was it released purposely or was it accidental release? Several million on a global basis now have died as a result of it. Is it part of the plan to depopulate the earth? Is it part of the plan to allow St. Fauci and others to become mega billionaires because of what's been developed and now being monetized? I don't know. Those questions are still lingering. But we need to recognize that today, with all that being said, the federal government's taken it upon themselves to be the health agency to protect us from ourselves. Yet they say that a woman can murder a baby in her womb because she has the right over her body, over her own body. We the people, ladies and gentlemen, need to have the government control of our health. Is that possible? Is that real? Do we need that protection? Do we need the government? Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, as conservatives and Christians and patriots, we're now under the Biden microscope, being censored with everything that we say, with every move that's made. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a major push today to have everything that's said and done censored and followed and tracked and traced for future persecution and prosecution of Christians and conservatives and patriots. And as a result of that, we're finding, this is simply my most humble opinion, this follow-up, this door-to-door thugs with needles. It's bad enough to have thugs with badges at your door, but thugs with the needles and badges coming at your door to coerce, to intimidate, and to frighten citizens into being vaccinated. Here's an article from Tony Perkins, says, "I'm the government, and I'm here to vaccinate you." This article reads in part, "Most people were shocked when the president wanted to go door-to-door with this vaccine campaign. But that's only half of it. According to the Pentagon spokesperson, the White House is also planning to go barracks to barracks, requiring men and women of a volunteer military to involuntarily surrender their freedom and take an unproven shot some of them don't want to take." Frankly, Obama Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said, and I quote, "I think the president ought to issue an order requiring everybody in the military to get COVID-19 shot, period. That's an issue involving our national security," Leon Panetta said. "The last thing that we need is to have those in the military that are our warriors unable to respond to a mission because they've gotten COVID-19. There's no excuse for this," Panetta said. Interesting, considering the fact that the same military leaders has been cheerleading the troops' gender reassignment surgery, which requires patients completely undeployable for months on end. Apparently, it's no problem if you skip out on your job for extreme LGBTQ causes, but if you have a personal objection to the vaccine, well then, a handful of potential sick days is simply unacceptable for you. And he goes on to say, this is Tony Perkins, "As for the Biden's widely planned door-to-door intimidation campaign, Madison Cawthorn, Republican of North Carolina, warned over the weekend, where will this end? Think about that, the mechanism that could be used. They go door-to-door. Could they go door-to-door to take your guns? They could go door-to-door to take your Bibles." Marsha Blackburn, by the way, former senator from Tennessee, has said almost verbatim the same thing. This article further says, that's also crossed the mind of former Congressman Michelle Bachmann. Here's what she says. "Every American should go out of their way and buy a no trespassing sign and put it in their yard because the government has zero business doing this." Zero, she said. And What they're wanting all of us to do is to check our Bill of Rights at the door, our civil right liberties at the door. The whole point of this country, she argued, is based upon the fact that we have rights against the government. And they want us to just, matter of idea, go up and just surrender our freedoms. Don't be deceived, she said. There will be a database, and everybody will be in that database. And it's not just about vaccine status. It will be your entire medical history. It will be connected to all of your finances. It will be connected to all of your life and living and going to get bigger and bigger. So stop it now and don't give any information to the government officials at your door, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the door-to-door Gestapo tactic is to intimidate, coerce you into taking the vaccination, even if you said no. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden said he wanted to have about 70% of the populace vaccinated by July the 4th? He had about 48%, according to the numbers, and I believe those numbers are inflated numbers. And now he's going to force the rest of us to take the vaccination that we've said no on. Never mind the fact that as of last week, the last statistical data that I read, there were some 8,011 people that had died from the COVID vaccination, and over 400,000, hear me, over 400,000 that it had major, major negative reactions to the vaccination, including paralyzation, sterilization, some with all kinds of palsy, others with enlarged inflamed hearts, others with blood clots on the brain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you tell me that you're going to come to my door and intimidate, coerce me, and then carry out a full censoring program through Facebook and other media to censor everything that's said and done in America? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem. And the major problem is that's brought this about. It is what one writer called the COVID-triggered mass psychosis that now grips Americans. The article reads in part, a psychosis is defined as a severe mental disorder in which thought and emotions are impaired that contact is lost with the external reality. It may be temporary, it may be permanent. There's no other way to explain this mass hysteria and ongoing fatal fear that grips a vast majority of Americans today. All of it carefully planned, carefully crafted by the experts behind the creation of the COVID-19 bioweapon and their highly profitable but fatal COVID-19 vaccinations. How else could anyone think that white supremacists are the greatest threat in America today, as we know it has been Black Lies, L-I-E-S, Black Lies, militia, and America's most dangerous fascist, Antifa, who have been vandalizing, looting, and burning cities across the country, while it is also responsible for the vast majority of violent crimes in America. Such claims are total disconnect with reality. There hasn't been a KKK or skinhead rally on U.S. soil in decades. When there was, long ago, it was the Democrats that was involved. Like truly racist Democrat heroes, Senator Robert Byrd, KKK Byrd, and Joe Biden. And it goes on to say, we've been told that 34,449,000 Americans, that's 10.4%, have had COVID-19, but only approximately 5,167,000, 1.56%, were actually symptomatic, this writer says. We've been told that 618,294 Americans have died from COVID, but the experts have since been forced to admit that the real number that may have died from COVID is much less than 37,000. That is 0.011%, approximately 6% of the originally falsely stated numbers, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's designed to frighten and fear. Listen, it is a dangerous pathogen. It is a deadly pathogen. It is a serious illness. But the question is that it's dangerous and deadly as we have been told. It brings about what this writer calls a psychosis that grips America. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or the comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Good to hear you. I've called in frequently in the past. I've since retired, so I don't hear you as much anymore. But I just wanted to bring your attention to, and some of your listeners, there's a great book I'm reading now. The title of it is An Appeal to Heaven, A Call for Divine Justice. And the author is Dr. John Diamond, An Appeal to Heaven, again. He's got a YouTube video, but in that, it's a great treatise on, it goes back to the founding fathers, and Ben Franklin said, disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. Amen. And the premise is that God is the ultimate authority. He's at the top of the chain of command, as it were, and all government leaders are subservient to that. And if they make an edict that is against the laws of God, they are tyrants. They are despots because they've superseded that authority. And so I would encourage yourself and listeners to look at Dr. John Diamond's book, An Appeal to Heaven. It's great for history, and it's great theology, and I would commend that to you.
Absolutely. Well, Don, let me tuck this little parenthetical footnote in with what you've said. You're spot on with your statements, and what he is writing and what he is saying is directly from the Scripture. In fact, in the Romans text, the 13th chapter, the first 7 verses in particular, dealing with civil government, God created civil government to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. And we have watched it reversed today. The beginning verses, and I'm not looking at it, but the beginning verses in Romans chapter 13 says that God is the only one that has power. He is the only power, the supreme power, and he has delegated authority, power, to civil government. But if Amen. That civil government passes laws, passes edicts, and executive orders that are antithetical to, that are contrary to, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, then according to God's word, we the people, especially as Christians, we ought not to surrender and submit and to compromise to what government says if it is antithetical to what God has placed them in the responsible position of doing. They're no longer protecting good. They're prosecuting good and protecting evil. You're exactly right.
Yes, as Isaiah said, evil has become good and good evil, and we are right there in the middle of it. Good to talk to you, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too. God bless you. Isaiah 5:20, you're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about centering America. Are you comfortable with, I want to hear from you, are you comfortable with the fact that everything that you write, everything that you print, everything that you publish, everything that you say, and even everything that is said by way of telephone, we've not been openly told that yet, but I believe even telephone conversations are being absolutely screened today by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party led by Joe Biden. And I am fearful of where we're going as an American. I'm concerned about where we're going as a Christian nation that will foreclose our possibility and probability that foreclosure will be in the very near future. We will not be able to evangelize. We will not be able to have our churches open. There'll come a day, ladies and gentlemen, when our churches, based on the fast track that we're on now, where our churches will be put in a position to going back to the first century of having to hide out, to be underground, to have the true church. In China today, the true church is the underground church. It is the hidden church. It is the secret church. In any other communist, socialist, Marxist nation, Christians are the first ones to be persecuted and prosecuted because, as Karl Marx said, a religious people cannot be easily deceived. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. So I'm passionate about it. I'm gravely concerned about it. And I'm wanting you to understand that in our nation today, we're being censored. Censored. Every text message, every email, everything that you put on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in the nation of Canada today, if you put anything on Facebook that is deemed by the Canadian government as being antithetical to the COVID requirement, then you are fined, a financial fine, by the government of the nation of Canada. And we're on the fast track for that becoming the standard for America today as we continue to be censored by the federal government. I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're on a slippery slope of our religious liberties and our freedoms being destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute top of the hour news break. After the news, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll continue to talk about censoring America.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.